on you. I lay all of my burdens down at your feet. And anytime I don't know what to do, I will cast all of my cares upon you. Hi everyone, this is Be Encouraged with Chinelo Dilimono, and I'm just so blessed to have you come today and, you know, just listening to this podcast. Now, this is one of the songs as a younger Christian that I loved to sing all the time, especially when I had burdens upon my heart. And today I just want us to delve into, you know, casting our cares upon the Lord. And this is found in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7. And Peter was writing to the church and he says, cast all your anxieties or cast all your burdens or cast all your troubles on him because he cares for you. And the reason why I can cast my cares upon the Lord is because I know that he cares for me. In a couple of podcasts, you know, before this, I talked about how the Lord loves us with a love that will never let us go. He cares for us. And these words of 1 Peter just offer a gentle invitation to let go of the heaviness that burdens sometimes put on us, and, you know, the heaviness of those burdens that we carry is a reminder that God is ready to shoulder our concerns with utmost care. He's ready to carry it. He's ready to, if he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, then he will still carry us even now. You know, the scripture just reminds us that there should be a deliberate act of entrusting our worries and our troubles and our anxieties into the capable hands of the one who can handle them. It is that conscious decision that we make to release the weight that we carry and just, like I would always say, have faith in God that he will take care of what concerns us. Now, sometimes when we say these things, I was talking to a friend of mine recently about how easy it is to preach until we find ourselves in that space where we need to live the faith that we declare. And I've discovered that faith is not just something we preach about. Faith is something that we live. It's something that we exhibit. It's something we experience. It's not just about getting things from the Lord, but learning. Faith is like learning to walk with God on the mountains and in the valleys, in the dark places and in the places where there is light, in the joy times and in the sad times, in the high times and in the low times of our lives. It's that conscious decision to put our hands in the hands of Jesus and trust him to take us through. You know, like everybody else, there have been times in my life when I felt overwhelmed with worry. I got married, and for the first several years, there was no child. I was wondering whether there was something wrong with me. I'd pray and cry my heart out. And I can't forget one night, it was a Friday. I was in my room and I just held onto these metal bars by the window. It was about maybe 1 a.m. in the morning. And I was there just crying. But this cry was not a cry of, God, why? It wasn't a cry of despair. It was a cry of faith and casting every burden on him and casting every hurt on him and casting every doubt on him. I just held onto this metal and I prayed in the spirit and I said to the Lord, Father, I know that you're able to give me children. I don't know why there's been this delay, but I cast this burden and this fear that I may never have children upon you. And here I was. May sound funny, but I said to the Lord, I want to reassure you that irrespective of whether you give me a child or not, I want you to know that I love you and I trust you. And even if you never give me a child, I will never question your faithfulness. And it wasn't long afterwards, I get to find out that I was pregnant, you know, for my first son. You know, there were a series of experiences that I had with God, you know, that led up to my getting pregnant for my first son. But it started with just having that deliberate act of entrusting my worries and my anxieties upon him. And you know, the beauty of this scripture is that it tells us that God not only accepts our worries, but genuinely cares for us. And when we cast our cares on him, we're met with his divine love, his divine support, and assurance that it is well. You know, it's as if God just reaches out his hand and says to us, I've got you. I have you. You don't have to carry it alone. And so many songs just, you know, in these series of Be Encouraged podcasts, different songs just, you know, come to my heart. And like this one that says, if he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, well, I know, my brother, that he will carry you. And that's the truth. If he carried the weight of the world on his shoulders, then he will carry you. He will carry me. He will carry the burden with us. He will stand with us in the midst of it all. So when you feel weighed down by life's burdens, like you don't know what to do, take a moment to surrender every single thing to him in prayer. And trust in God's love for you and his willingness to carry your worries. And you'll find profound peace and relief. I really pray that this podcast today has been an encouragement to you. And share it with your friends and your family. And always remember this, that no matter the matter, no matter the trouble, no matter what you face in this life, you just need to keep walking, right? And God is good. And so I'd like to connect with you either on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, or YouTube. Just look for my name, Chinelo Delimono, and let's be friends. And let's just share with this world that we really can live life on the brighter side by faith in Christ Jesus. Well, I love you and I thank you for joining me today. I'll talk to you next time. God bless.